Well, hello there and welcome along to Let Me Explain with myself, Josh Crosby, standing in for Sean Defoe. Are you a fan of cash or card? With more and more businesses opting for card-only payments, there are growing questions around the prospect of a cashless society. Let me explain.
Let Me Explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
118.2 billion euro was spent using card last year. 7.5 billion was the total value of card payments in February this year. Transport services were the most paid for by card, while construction services were the least. So why are we tapping more? And is a cashless society inevitable?
Cash.
And is it always cash?
Not always, but mostly. Mostly cash. Just whatever's handy, but I prefer paying by cash. Sometimes it's necessary to use card, but mostly I prefer cash, yes. I know I'm a dwindling breed, you know. So cash, at least you know you've got what you've got and what you haven't got, you know.
Usually by card or on my phone.
Cash at all?
No, I rarely carry cash at all. It's just easier, I find, on my phone. Times, you know, I don't know, would have the odd €2 in my purse or whatever, but no.
There's never a wad of notes in the purse anymore?
Oh, I wish. No.
Different strokes for different folks. For some, cash will always be king, but for others, they don't even bother with a purse anymore. Given this difference of opinion, the government is trying to secure the longevity of cash. Back in January, Minister for Finance Michael McGrath brought the proposed access to cash rules a step closer.
Today I secured agreement from government for an important piece of legislation designed to preserve access to cash for communities throughout Ireland. We must avoid the risk of financial exclusion, particularly for older and vulnerable members of society, and recognise the right to have ease of access to your own cash. I will look forward to bringing this bill to the Oireachtas in the period ahead and ensuring that access to cash is preserved for communities right throughout our country.
As well as the access to cash legislation, there's also a national payment strategy which sets out that certain essential services, such as supermarkets, pharmacies and government services, will have to accept cash as legal tender. This should give some peace of mind to those concerned about the move towards digital payments. There's a worry online transactions exclude sections of society. This was apparent when AIB, the Ploughing Championships and the operator of the NCT signalled a move to more cashless services. The backlash was so intense all three reversed their decisions. But there is no denying the option to pay with cash is becoming more restrictive. There are fewer options when it comes to paying for a GA ticket. Also, a bone of contention among many fans. Speaking to News Talk back in September, former GA President Sean Kelly suggested the policy should go.
It was a bit much to be going to all tickets booked online and not being able to pay at the kiosk going in. I think it was probably too quick by the GA to do it, and I would like to see them taking cash at the stiles. And I met a man who said to me that he used to go to 3 matches every weekend, that he'd go up and he'd decide which match he'd go to, maybe on the spur of the moment or the day before, pay at the stiles, and he loved it. Now he says he goes to no match because he wouldn't have the opportunity or maybe the wherewithal to book it online in advance.
So what are the rules and regulations? Well, it depends on what card you have, as different cards have different features and services. The most commonly used cards are debit and credit. One, you already own the money, the latter, you pay down the line. But when it comes to doing some retail therapy, there are certain restrictions to keep in mind. Under EU and Irish law, a business cannot charge a fee if you want to pay by card, unless it's a certain situation where the business views it as a service fee, like paying a bill or topping up phone credit. For those who want to continue using cash, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission says businesses must accept cash unless it's clear they only accept other ways to pay. This can be as simple as a sign in the shop saying card transactions only, just like businesses that take cash only. For the most part, they will have a sign. But not everyone can refuse to take card anymore. Over the years, many taxi passengers have tried to pay by card only to find out they only accept cash. Well, since 2022, all taxi drivers in Ireland must have a device to accept cashless payments, something these taxi drivers in Dublin are not entirely happy about.
Very little cash. Everybody pays with cash, even on the miserable 6 euro, 7, 8 euro card. And we are losing money and they don't understand it because the bank takes money again. Every single payment. So I lose, I think in a year I lose 200, 300, 400 euro just because of this.
Just on transactions?
Just on transactions. 2%, the sum up, this little sum up thing, it takes 2% every single transaction, which is not fair.
And do you get the money into your account straight away, or do you have to
wait? No, Jesus, no. I can see that this money tomorrow, and after that I send it to my account, so it's 2 days minimum. Weekend, three.
And would you ever refuse card, or just say that...
I can't, by law, but I never do, because sometimes I say that we lose money, but people don't know, and they don't care, and they don't even carry 5-6 euro cash, so... I have to do it.
A 5 euro fare paying by card?
Yes, 6, 7, yes. Sometimes even the taxi, how do you call it, the NTA, they are checking these little things, and if we have the machine and if it works.
An inspector will come around?
They do, especially at the Houston. People love card and watch and phone, and they love to use the gadgets, but they don't realize that we lose money with it.
But are there some taxi drivers who prefer cash?
Yeah, most people prefer cash, but you see, the law says you must be able to accept card, and everybody accepts it. But you can see a lot of people will prefer cash at hand. Cash is king.
A benefit for the passenger, but not so much for the driver. There have been various campaigns for people to use more cash. Some pubs are encouraging this by offering cheaper pints if paid for in cash. There are barbers getting rid of card machines and opting for cash or Revolut. The Consumers Association of Ireland believes there is a push from the financial sector and government for more digitised banking. Chairperson Michael Kilcoyne says there needs to be a mixture of options when it comes to paying for a service.
It's fine to happen, but... what about the day when the electricity is out? We've seen not too far back when the electricity was out in some areas for a couple of days. So if they want to get a pint of milk, very hard to tap, because they can't take the money off you if the system is down.
Do you think, is there a push there from financial institutions for society to go cashless, like, into the future?
If the banks got their way and the financial institutions, Josh, we wouldn't have any cash at all. They would be controlling the whole thing. They're controlling it as they are, and they're doing their best, either deliberately or, I don't know whether it's deliberate or not, but it seems to me to be deliberate. Because at many weekends in particular, their ATM machines are out of action, they've run out of money, and this forces the consumer to use their card instead of you using cash. You see, it makes it much easier for the bank to control your money, because they know what you're spending it on if it's done through your card. And indeed, I would have to say to you that it's my opinion that's supported by the government at large, because if you go to claim any benefit off government that's, say, means tested, be it disability allowance or carers allowance or fuel allowance or any of these things, they're all means tested. One of the first things they need is your bank statements, either for the last 3 months or 6 months, because they want to see how you spend your money. If you're using your card to tap, everything is there on the record.
What would be wrong with that if we did move to keeping a record on paper?
The store or the service provider, they shouldn't be in a position to refuse to accept a cash. A service providers and stores should not be able to refuse to accept it. And if they refuse to accept it, I'd take a fairly tough line with them now, because it just means they want your money, but they don't want to go to the trouble of taking it off you over the counter and registering it up and giving you a receipt.
To get an insight into how banking is being transformed and if having less cash in our pockets is good or bad, I took a visit to the MoneyDoctors.ie office to meet with financial advisor John Lowe, who says consumers need to embrace digital banking.
The card values and the card payments have substantially increased. I mean, if you look over 2023, the value of card payments increased by 20.2% from 98.3 billion in 2022 to 118.2 billion in 2023. Payments through contactless cards, which I use, I have to say, all the time, mobile phone wallets now account for 84% of all point of sale transactions. You get to the stage where you don't even need to take a card out of your wallet. It's in your phone automatically, and you can put as many cards as you want. So all these things are changing, and digital transactions, emerging payment kind of methods, cards will continue to account for most payments, you know.
Where do you see it going? Where do you see the future of banking? Because I'm sure you examine this and you forecast.
Yeah, well, I actually actually thought at one stage we'd get to a cashless society. I don't use cash. Very rarely. I mean, you get your hair cut. Fortunately for me, I'm being follically challenged, so I don't have to have my hair cut as often as I used to in the past. But I would pay cash for those kind of services. You know, again, tipping and cash, I don't think will ever actually ever go, because there's quite a substantial cohort of unbanked people and they need to be catered for.
Like when you study other jurisdictions, do you think fewer and fewer businesses will accept cash going into the future? Like, will there be a suspicion around cash payments?
Funny enough, Sweden is a role model in terms of cashless society. It's encouraged now, it's there by law, and in Sweden, a merchant can legally refuse cash payments. They are the kind of the model, but I can't see that happening in Ireland. Not a chance.
So with fewer people carrying cash and with more and more businesses moving to card payments, how are those who rely on tips managing to receive some loose change? Well, if you take a stroll down any of Ireland's famous busking streets, you'll see QR codes printed off, card machines or digital banking accounts. The world of street performing is constantly diversifying. To hear if gratitude has gone down with the decline of cash, I spoke with pianist Javier Alcaraf on a bustling Grafton Street.
I came to Dublin, starting working in the street, playing in the street, like 4 years and a half ago, like a few months before the pandemic.
What have you noticed in terms of the decline of cash? How does that affect your takings?
Okay, well, more or less for me, I think the balance is more or less the same, because some people still have some cash in their pockets, but at the same time, they usually use more than at the beginning. Maybe the QR things, Revolut, and some people ask me about paying with card, have a card reader as well. Now, at the end of the day, I don't feel a big difference, you know, because the people who don't want to pay something to support the music and they don't have cash, they try to do it by using the apps or the card readers.
They will find a way.
They will find a way. Yeah. They will find a way.
And I see here you have a stand with your own QR code.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that all add into extra costs for you? Do you have to pay for transaction fees and that?
Not really. I think from any transaction, maybe they take a few cents, or maybe it's a percent. 2% or something like that.
Even though fewer people have loose cash in their pocket, uh-huh, people are still generous?
Yeah. They still are. Yeah, definitely. The people here in Ireland, Ireland has a beautiful musical culture and the people appreciate it, you know?
Well, I'll let you continue your beautiful music.
Thanks a million.
If people have the means to purchase or pay for something, they'll find a way. But it's all about having the option of choosing which tender you prefer. Mayo councillor and chairperson of the Consumers Association of Ireland, Michael Kilcoyne, says some businesses are more rigid than others.
Well, for example, I'm aware that many of the telecom companies, if you're going to buy a mobile phone or set up, they won't take cash. They want it done by card. You have the GAA saying now, for example, that you can't go to a football match unless you have a ticket, and you cannot buy the ticket unless you have a card. I'm disappointed in the attitude that they're taking on that. I will call on the GAA to change this policy. I mean, they should realise they have clubs in every parish in the country. They should know that not all of their customers have cards. And really, it's an insult to people that they want to carry on in this manner.
Do you think the access to cash laws go far enough?
I don't believe they go far enough. I mean, I would make it illegal for stores or service providers or anybody else to refuse to accept cash. Now, people should have the option of paying by cash, which is legal tender in this country, are paying by credit card or debit card or whatever they want. But they should have the option. After all, you're going into the store, you're going to the service provider, you're giving them your money for a service. They're there to provide a service. If nobody comes in, they won't be long in business, and they should be reminded of that.
The GAA says tickets can be purchased online via its website or from selected SuperValu and Centra stores and from your local GAA club or county board. But for those who are fans of paying by card and who are examining financial markets, what do they think is the way forward? John Lowe is encouraging others to make the move.
It is definitely handier. And I have embraced it, you know, like I'm considerably older than the average person, but I have embraced technology.
For anyone listening who prefers cash, they say they can keep track of their money, they can keep track of their spending. What would you say to them?
I don't believe it. I just don't believe that you can if you have cash. And there used to be a time when I'd know how much coin was in my pocket. That day is gone. But in terms of, you know, trying to keep track on cash, there are some apps that you can get, like Revolut have a very good app. We have our own app, a Money Doctors app, whereby you record everything that you're spending. And then after, say, a 6-week period, you press a button, you get the top 5 spends, total amount you spend. So you can do all these sorts of things and record where your money is going. Embrace technology. If you're one of the unbanked and the only thing you deal with is cash, then you continue. I don't think cash will go. But I do believe that no matter what age you are, you should embrace technology. It's there to help you rather than hinder you.
Technology is moving faster than consumer habits. And while we are focusing on safeguards to protect cash, there are also new regulations due to come into effect this summer for cryptocurrencies. Smartwatches and phones are the new cards, with an average of 103 million contactless payments made every month last year. Another growing section of digital transactions is, of course, online shopping. And for those of you who like to click, click and answer the door to a delivery, you have additional rights under consumer law. This can include the right to cancel and get a refund for any reason, including a change of mind. You don't have this right when buying in a shop. So as the world becomes more digitized and connected online, the look of a grubby fiver has less appeal. But those who want to keep cash in circulation will say it has more value. But from speaking to those on both sides of the debate, it seems a truly cashless society will only ever be a concept.
I think you spend more with a card than you do with money. Because when you have the money, you say, no, I will only spend that much. So you know what I spend.
Did you ever consider getting one, or did you ever have one?
Never. And if money goes out, I don't know what I do. They say you will, but I don't know. And you go into some places and they only accept the card, you know, so... Like, it's ridiculous, you know. So I think they should leave the money, and the people who want it on the card, let them have it on the card, you know.
Just after a bit of shopping, when we ask you, how did you pay?
Chip with the card, just tap, yeah.
And do you ever find yourself using cash anymore?
Occasionally, but very occasionally now, I have to say, and rarely have it, to be honest.
When would be a time now where you'd find a few notes in your pocket?
Generally, if one of my kids has been given money from one of their relatives, they'll give me the cash and ask me to Revolut them. So
they're on Revolut?
They're on Revolut, yeah, yeah.
What age have they been now?
So 16 and nearly 13. They have the kids' accounts, yeah.
And
yeah.
They're not even thinking of the cash? It's...
Well, one of them is.
When they're adults themselves, they probably, like,
yeah,
it's going to be less and less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look what it is. I mean, you know, it's just handy to tap. I think you do spend more that way.
Thanks very much for listening. Josh Crosby producing and presenting this week's edition of Let Me Explain, filling in for Sean Defoe, with John Keogh as the series editor and Lachlan Hart on sound. Chat to you again soon.